page 130, performance assessment that is comprehensible outside their group because they compete against each other. On first glance, our own task, to assess the quality of researchers, puts us in a quite comfortable position too. The demands of science policy and management have pushed the development of evaluation methods, which by now have widely diffused throughout public science systems. Unfortunately, this does not make our task much easier. Science studies agree that ultimately only researchers' peers are able to judge the quality of their work, and that even this peer review may get it wrong. Objective indicators that can be applied by outside observers because they abstract from the content of research only offer partial insights into the quality of research, and evaluate past rather than current performance. Therefore, they can only be used as additional information in a peer review. Moreover, we have already pointed out that quantitative indicators cannot be regarded as reliable at the individual level that we are interested in. The limited opportunities of performance measurement are highlighted when we ask which aspect of quality we actually intend to measure. Is it the current performance of the investigated researchers or their ability to perform? In our investigation, we came across